Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello everyone, and welcome to Spiritual Perceptions. I'm your speaker, Janet Thornburg, also known as Daisy, D-A-I-S-E-Y, 644478 at keen.com for readings, and Janet Thornburg at facebook.com for prayers or messages. And today's scripture is Ephesians 4:26, which speaks of anger. And our show today is about religious battles and anger and created wars, and it's all a part of the differences in how people perceive God or how they are taught in their religion. And I have one good thing to say about that. If it makes you a better person, it's the right thing for you. But we are not particularly a religious denomination of any kind. Spiritual Perceptions is a non-denominational. We believe in the spiritual side of man, and that God is a spirit. God has seven spirits, spoken of the seven golden candlesticks in the book of Revelation. And today there seems to be a lot of anger in the world about politics and about religious wars, and we are not a part of that. We are a part of our spiritual growth, and that's what this show is all about. And religion has been used by some people to control the masses or to control people in general. But it is a beginning, and it is a root, and Jesus said to Peter, upon this rock I'll build my church. And that's the church, the spiritual church, that is coming back with Christ, and that's what we're all about here. We belong to that church, the Church of the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit is here on the earth to help us and console us and help us with things in our spiritual growth. And sometimes we don't always understand the Holy Spirit, and my next show is going to be talking about spirits. But Daniel chapter 8 speaks to understanding that the angel Gabriel had to help to understand the revelation. So in honor of the Hebrew calendar, which is 5777, I want to talk to you about the seven places that Jesus shed his blood. The first place was in the Garden of Gethsemane when he sweat blood, and that was to redeem your will. And the second place, he was whipped to break the curse of sickness and disease from your life. And that scripture is 1 Peter 2:24, and the first one is Matthew 26:19. The crown of thorns was placed on his brow, breaks the curse of poverty, and releases God's abundance. And if you can visualize that today, you'll release that curse off your life. Genesis 1:17-18 and Galatians 1:11. The fourth place, he was pierced by nails to restore total dominion to us by the work of our hands. The fifth place, where his feet were nailed to the cross to restore total dominion in our walk in life. The sixth place, the spear was thrust into his side, showing that he died from a broken heart and to heal our broken hearts. And number seven, he bled on the inside where he was bruised to break every iniquity and the inner drive of sin from our lives. So he did it all for us. And I know sometimes we get caught up in performance, and we should perform to a certain extent to be successful in life. It requires discipline and performance. But we can't perform. The law was given so that we would recognize sin. And we have to realize that these seven places took all that away, and he did it for us. And if we trust him, it's effortless growth that begins. And there's always been religious wars way back even in Bible times. So to me, if we're acting in love, then that's our spirit will come alive, and that's what we want to do, is to be able to, you know, the scripture says that it talked about how people can get out of control with anger when chapter 3 when Cain killed his brother, and in Ephesians 4, instead of anger being is asking us to be kind to each other, tender-hearted, forgiving, as God has forgiven us, and Jesus did all this suffering to wipe away our sins. And so I'm going to pray, and then I'm going to start reading. Loving God, our Heavenly Father, I love you and love others. Help each of us today to grow in the character of Christ. Help us with the grace to motivate us and be helpful to others. Help us not to judge our brothers and sisters. Give us wisdom to speak the truth in love. If we are offended, we will seek peace and unity in Yeshua HaMashiach. And Philippians 4, 6 and 7 tells us to be anxious for nothing. The actual scripture says be careful for nothing, but that's interpreted anxious or worried. We have to be aware and we have to be careful. If you see a sign that you're going to go off in a ditch, you have to be careful. So we need to not be anxious or worried about anything. And worry is a difficult habit to break. But we need to take control this year and be rewarded. And we will be rewarded. Okay, hello, you're on the air.
Hey, hi. Recognize me? It's Linda.
Hi, Linda.
How are you? I didn't win at the gambling tonight, but that's okay. Better luck next time. But I've been gaining spiritual growth, and I have a lot of discipline, and I feel less attacked by the devil now. Am I right?
Yes. Yeah,
because
so
I'm growing closer.
And you took control of your life back, and that's wonderful. And it says you have a lot of potential for this year. Your first card says you have an adventure coming up, and a lot of potential for this year, and a new beginning in your love life and also in your career. And it says that you're analyzing things about yourself, that you're really right on, and you also have the angel Gabriel, who I talked about in Daniel chapter 8. He interpreted the revelation so Daniel could understand it. And so he's around you, and he's helping you with your you're going to be making money in the health profession. There's a new...
I have a question about that. I hate to interrupt, but I went to see my bishop the other day, and he said he wants my resume. There's a job. I can work at home off a computer and a phone, and they'll give it to me. And I can make $20 to $24 an hour. I don't know if it's full-time or what it is, but will I get that job? Is that my job? Because I could keep my other job taking care of the lady.
Oh. That's what it says. You're going to make more money in the health profession, and it's coming up in the present line. So I'm going to say that's that opportunity. And also, I have the last card is a husband, but it's also showing financial well-being, better finances than you've had up to this time. So I'm going to say yes to that job because, and you're going to like it. You're going to be really good at it.
Yeah, I think so too. And I think it would be something I'd like because if I don't have to leave the lady I take care of, and I love her to death, she's my little pumpkin, I tell you. She's 88, and oh my God, what a sweetie. She could never have anybody like me. I'm a one of a kind. My gift here on earth is to give joy to those who are ill and in need. And that's
and
what I do, regardless
do
how
the
devil gets. Yeah,
you know,
regardless how
special.
The devil gets in my way, I don't care. My priority is these people. And
heaven
calls
special people that can take care of others, angels in white. And it doesn't mean you have to wear a white uniform. It means that you're in the white light.
Yeah.
Just beautiful.
Yeah.
You're a good person, Linda. And I'm really
happy
to talk to you.
I've been doing this since I was 16, and I'm just going to say something, and then I'll let you go to the next caller. Sorry for hogging time. But I know my calling on this earth is to assist in healings of others and to make their journey into our Father's kingdom a pleasant one. You know, so that's what
and
I do.
And great are your rewards in heaven.
Aww.
Thank you for being the person you are.
Thank you.
And helping others. That is wonderful. And it's called the Ministry of Reconciliation. And that's, we all have that ministry. You don't have to go to seminary like I did, but you have that ministry given to you by Christ. And you're doing it, and you're taking care of others. That's just a wonderful thing, and God bless you.
Thank you. God bless you, too. Have a wonderful night.
You, too. Bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. A little bit of planetary weather. Jupiter and Pluto are creating an end to poverty if we let it happen. There's all these scare tactics out there. This is going to happen. That's going to happen. Trust God. He has an abundance of money. All the gold and silver is his. He has hidden treasures in the earth. His bank account's not going to collapse. His market's not going to collapse. And it's all this instillment of fear, and it could happen. It could happen in our world, but it doesn't. We will be prepared for it if it does. Mars just moved into Taurus, and this is a cooling down period, cooling down of some of this fear installation in our own temperament, and so we have to remember that Jesus came here to straighten out the religious problem, to make everything, if we follow his process, we will be very successful because he died to give us abundant life. John 10:10, the devil comes to kill, steal, and destroy. Any of those three things going on, it ain't God, it's the devil. And he does exist as far as being able to mentally, we have to master that. We have to stand up to him, and he will leave us. Okay. Next call. Hi, you're on the air.
You got me again?
Oh, okay.
Do I need to hang up?
Hi again.
Do I need to hang up?
Hi again.
<I'm> sorry. Okay.
Hi, you're on the air.
I'd like to help you.
Okay. You're going to become a man of money, and money matters are going they should start, you're moving in that direction. The energy is moving in that direction. The first card is the Four of Swords. Four of Swords is serious thinking. Okay, we're supposed to call in things like they're already here and start acting on it. So you need to do serious thinking. You just sit down and maybe with a journal or a tablet or a notebook or something. And it says that your intellect, your spiritual reasoning and everything is really going to become strong. So you're putting it into action, which is showing God that you believe him. And you write down, like in a journal, how much you're going to need for this and how much, you know, that you need for a home, whatever your heart's desire is. This is a year that can be granted. Those 3 sevens, 57, 77 is very powerful, and you have a creative side that you, hasn't been able to really come forth because sometimes it takes money to be creative. You got to be able, whatever it is. Maybe you're making magnificent gardens or architecture, or it all costs money. So this is your year for this creativity to come out, so it can't come out without money. And it shows you becoming a man of money this year. And just to think very positive, you do have the angel Gabriel that is going to show you what your real potential is. You know, sometimes we get held back by being in a tedious job or losing something or the lack of something, and you've been in that phase, you know, so a very smart woman is coming into your life that is also going to help you reach your potential. And women, God took them out of man's side to be beside him. And they actually are to enhance each other, to bring out the best. And it's a good relationship when you bring out the best in each other. And I see that happening for you. And you're moving into it. You're transiting it right now. You're entering into it. And you should meet somebody by April at the latest. Okay?
Okay.
God bless you. Thank you for calling.
God bless. Thank you.
Okay. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, good evening, Daisy.
Thank you, good evening.
Your voice is
beautiful,
really
here.
So comforting.
Finally, we got some water's gone and the blue skies are out. It's great.
Well, yesterday it was 70 degrees here in New Jersey, and today it was snowing, but
I know.
Still absolutely beautiful. The snow is, it
okay.
Didn't stick on the ground, but it stuck on the trees and the grass, and it was just absolutely beautiful.
I know, we just got rid of all that. We've been having a lot of that. We actually had where I lived, a foot of snow.
Wow.
Yeah. Yep. California has been inundated with precipitation.
Wow.
Okay, let's look at you.
Thank you.
You have some dark emotions that are leaving, and it has to do with probably a relationship. Or you have some dark emotions about a relationship, whether it's going to work or not. Is that right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay.
Even though
okay.
it's been a long time.
You're very mentally sharp right now, and you need to make serious. You know, our life is a result of the decisions that we make in it. Whatever decision we make has a lot to do with what happens. So you need to be very serious too. You're moving in a different direction. A really good person, whether it's a healed person. But a really good person is coming in your life. And you have a career change coming up, too.
Okay. In my career.
And they're both
position,
good.
Okay, good. Good. That's exactly what I need. I just finished graduate school, and I'm sitting for the board exams probably in August. So
good.
I'm hoping that I get a promotion or... I'm expecting it. So, in my current job or career change at a whole new location?
Okay. It looks like you're going to make more money, all right? And this is going to be a very prosperous year for you. You do have a choice. And one is in-house promotion, because this is promotion inheritance, and an outside offer, and it's a little rough trying to figure these two out, and I'll help you with that, okay?
Thank you. Thank
but
you.
It's developing, and, you know, by the fall of this year, around October, and this decision is coming up, like, in July, just before August.
Okay.
And but by the fall of 2017, your finances are really good, and you have a dual thing here. You got a decision in your love life and a decision in your career, and I'll help you with both of them.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
God bless.
Take care, Daisy. God bless you.
Okay. All right, with these plants that I'm talking about, Jupiter magnifies everything. So it's magnifying the influence of Pluto. Well, Pluto is endings. It's death and regeneration. Regeneration is what we're looking at now because Mars is cooling it down. So we are going to start having this high, tense energy that everybody's been feeling moving out of our lives, and that'll be a good thing. And believe me, everybody's been hit, including yours truly. I potentially have a lot to worry about, but I'm not going to worry about it because I know what worry does. And it's not, God wants us not to do that. And it is a bad habit. So we need to not be anxious about things like that, anxious about money or anything. Okay. Hi, you're on the air. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi. Hello? Hey, hi. Janet, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, thank you.
All right.
So we'll just see what you see. Yep.
Okay. It's your time for expression. And somewhere in your past, you got held back from really getting to enjoy life. And right now, it's your time to express. And actually, you have a very healthy relationship coming up. Also have a year of promotion or elevation, and that's that Jupiter. Jupiter's ending this. We're all going up. Thank you, thank you.
Yeah.
Everything else is raging. How about us, right?
Yep.
Yeah. So money failures are a thing of the past. You won't have to, you know, stretch that dollar. Like, it's good to stretch it, but not, you know, not too far. I mean, we need to, sometimes quality is better, you know,
mm-hmm.
especially in supplements.
Yep.
Okay.
Yes.
And it's like in the past you kind of sacrificed yourself for people that you love, but this is not going to be a sacrifice, and you felt forced in certain things. This is going to be a year of abundance for you, and it really starts in April.
Nice.
Cool.
Yes, thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling. God bless you.
Thank you. God bless you. Thank you.
Okay. You know, in Proverbs it talks about laughter is good medicine. And how our emotional, how we focus ourselves to feel. You know, we can get up every morning and find something to be happy about, find something to laugh about. I heard this on a Dr. Becker's program. He had a guest on this guest. I don't remember the name right now. This guest said, you know, start watching funny movies if you have trouble sleeping. Start finding something to laugh about. And laughter will start creating better energy around yourself. So, you know, laughter's good medicine. Okay. Hi, you're on the air. Hello? Hello? Okay. Must be a listener. Okay. All right. I want to say that our mental thought and the decisions we make. So we need to control. We talked many times about taking negative thoughts captive. And that's our part. That's our duty. That's our reasonable duty. Jesus has reconciliated everybody to himself. And he brought us back to God. And Father, you bring us health and healing and reveal to us the abundance of peace and truth. We flourish in your care and are at rest in your presence. We will enjoy a whole life, one with overflowing with your peace, provision, and blessings. We receive that today. And I have booked the next show. Is April the 15th at the same time, 4 p.m. And our topic is spirits and different spirits and how to recognize them and all of those things. And it'll be a very helpful tool in your walk. Oh, so I'll be looking forward to seeing everyone again. Thank you for everyone that called in, everyone who's listening. And we just thank you for this time together. Goodbye, and we shall see you next time.